This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Gene Marks back from On the Road with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, and our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. We're now looking at how small business across the country is reacting to the Federal Reserve promise, indication, hint, there are a lot of words here, that there will be a reduction in the highest interest rates in 23 years and what that does for business model going forward. Gene, a very good evening to you. Orlando, you visited with contractors. We care a great deal about them because housing formation is where progress comes in the United States. And right now there's been a slowdown because of the interest rates in housing. What did you learn from the contractors? Good evening to you, Gene.
Hi, John. Yeah, I spoke twice to two separate groups of contractors in Orlando that are building both commercial and residential homes. And you did hit it right on the head. They are struggling with higher interest rates to finance their projects. Their customers are struggling with higher interest rates to buy homes and buildings from them. And, you know, we talk about inflation. I mean, inflation continues to be sticky, John, across the country. And in the construction industry, it's really hitting hard. I mean, we're still seeing prices rise between 2 to 3% now, which sounds low. But, you know, John, compared to just a few years ago, like no more than 3 years ago, you know, the cost of an iron and steel, which are used in so many construction products, are up 32%. The builders there that are buying bricks are paying 33% more for bricks than they were just 2 to 3 years ago. They're paying 26% more for gravel. They're paying 34% more for cement. You get the point. And then on top of all of that, overall construction materials are up about 28% than it was just 2 to 3 years ago. And that doesn't include freight, which is up 25%, labor, which depending on the part of the country that you're in is anywhere up from 15 to 25%. The average hourly worker nationally is making about $35 an hour. It's a significant increase. So, when I talk to these groups, they're kind of getting it from both sides. They're having a hard time financing projects and having customers finance projects, or a harder time because the costs are higher on the interest rate side. The higher interest rates are there to hopefully bring inflation under control. And that is working compared to a year or two ago. But, you know, these businesses are still really struggling with getting their arms around, you know, higher costs and how to navigate their way around it. And they are, by the way. I mean, they're cutting overhead. They're investing in technology. They're trying to maximize their own interest earnings where they can. But it's still tough. It's
a challenging year. Is there a distinction made between residents and commercial?
No, not really. The residential construction itself continues to go, even though homes themselves are still lagging, from prior years on sales, although they're ticking up a little bit. New construction continues to be somewhat strong. Commercial construction is the same, but listen, it's the same materials that's going into all this stuff. So it's the same issues. I will say one thing I'm going to write about sometime in the next couple of weeks, John. I mean, with all of that being said and all the struggles that they're having, and you know how sometimes we make these predictions and then, you know, you and I talk about them a year or two later. So here's another one for you there's going to be a boom, an economic boom in this country that's going to be driven by construction because there is such a pent up demand, for home sales in this country that have been held back because of high interest rates. That once the Federal Reserve does start to reduce interest rates, which I do expect to happen sometime later this summer, I think that is going to have a huge impact on the construction and the housing and the real estate industry altogether. Because I do think that, again, there's a big pent-up demand. People want to buy and sell homes, and Americans have been holding back from doing that over the past couple of years because of mortgage rates being so high.
You were off to Puerto Rico to talk to roofers, which is the same business except for everybody needs a new roof every 25 years. How's their business doing?
So the roofing industry is also interesting. So this was for GAF Corporation. I went and spoke to their master roofers. You know, so these are all contracting firms that put in roofs. So first of all, the roofing industry is very much depending on where you are in the country. I mean, you know, as good as GAF's products are, and they are guaranteed. You know, if you're in a part of the country that suffers hurricanes, tornadoes, high winds, and other weather, And there are parts of this country that have been going through this year. You hate to hear that for people, but it's kind of good news for the roofers, you know, blows all shingles and they've got work to do. So, you know, when you talk to people, I talk to roofers from certain parts of the country that, they did have some extreme weather this year. They were like, yeah, business wasn't so bad, but they were also under the same, pressures that the construction companies have as far as, new construction going on, and whether their services are needed as much as they were a few years ago. A slowdown does impact them. But, the other thing that I've also heard in the roofing industry, besides people benefiting from bad weather, because houses have not been turning over as much, or, there's been less activity in the residential market, a lot of people are fixing up their homes. I mean, they're preparing to sell. And part of that is getting their roofs fixed. So I talked to a number of contractors there who have been busy on home projects, existing homes, fixing up roofs, preparing to turn those houses over in the future. So that's what's going on in the roofing industry.
Hiring, Gene, hiring. That was a common topic during 23. Is it still?
Always a hot topic. My sense is that it's not as urgent as it's been over the past couple of years, because there has been that much of a tempering in demand in the real estate construction market over the past year or two. There's been a little bit of a relief for both the roofers and the people in the construction industry. Having said that, they're all still looking for good people. There's no question about that. They all have a skilled labor shortage. GAF is a great example. I mean, they started a couple of years ago like an academy just for roofers. Instead of going to college, you go to GAF school, you learn how to become a master roofer, and then you graduate from that GAF school and you have an immediate job because the roofing companies are hiring these graduates right out of the school, which is an interesting angle for private corporations that are taking. I mean, we're seeing that a lot in the tech world, but now I'm also seeing this in the construction world as well, where some of the big construction companies themselves are saying, you know what, we're going to train these workers ourselves right out of schools, right out of prisons, right out of high school. Get them ready, give them certification, and turn them over to our dealer channels and our contractors, who will snap them up in a minute. That's exactly what's been happening.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Indices. This is what should and does show what you've heard from the roofers in construction. Business is okay, but it could be a lot better because of the price of money.
Yeah, home prices themselves are still up year over year, but they have been leveling out over the past few months. Just monthly changes in home prices were just slightly in the negative area, but looking at it over a 12-month period of time, both from major cities and nationally, we've seen them up about 4 to 5%. So it is, again, it's a supply and demand issue. So there's been, because of constraints on both sides, it's really keeping home prices up there. Will that change? I mean, I think there is a good amount of supply of homes that are there and will be coming onto the market. And I do believe, again, that when these interest rates come down, the mortgage rates come down, I just believe there's going to be a huge jolt to the real estate industry that's going to have a big impact on these home prices. And I do think that home prices, actually, depending on the area, we're going to continue to go up. I think there's going to be a continuing demand as people change over homes.
Large language model, ChatGPT and its colleagues, AI. Gene has been guiding us all for getting ready for AI. Mm-hmm. Not only small business, but big business has to get ready. And there's a recommendation from the Wall Street Journal that AI investment at the corporate level is rising and will continue to rise. Gene, I've been dealing with ChatGPT 4.0, which is a subscription site. It's much, much better than 3.5. They're ahead. They're way ahead of me, 5.0 or 6.0. But it is getting better. And I use it now as a copy editor, which is really helpful. It's like another pair of eyes that you don't have when you work by yourself.
It really is. And by the way, the most recent version out now is 4.0. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, has been teasing the release of version 5.0, probably sometime this year. And that's going to be absolutely huge news. And for all of you fans of ChatGPT or have been jumping into these generative AI stuff, the big, up and comer out there is a product called Anthropic. Anthropic is, supposedly a lot of people think it's better than ChatGPT, and it is garnering a lot of users. Finally, some competition in that space. But John, I can tell you this much, the ChatGPT stuff is great, and I'm glad that you're using it. We should all be using it. We don't have enough time to talk about all the business uses that it has for small and mid-sized companies. But boy, the real money is being spent right now by big corporations. And I just wrote a piece for Forbes just this week about, what is AI doing in the manufacturing industry and, the hype versus reality. And one of the big parts of that piece was that it's the big companies that are really investing heavily in AI, like millions and millions of dollars to create generative AI platforms to help their internal people have conversations with a large language model to get answers about their products and about their customers, to allow their customers to conduct a chat with chatbots and not have to employ customer service agents to do it. And there are some companies that are investing, like I said, tens of millions and seeing significant returns on investments. So right now, the real money in AI is being made by big corporate America. Ultimately, though, as the AI technology becomes commoditized, it'll start making its way down to the rest of us, John, and we'll be seeing a lot of apps. Small businesses will be seeing a lot of apps that will help them be more productive and profitable.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. When we come back, tax season, Gene Marks has ideas for small business. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.